You could subtitle this message, The High Cost of a Low Life, or The High Cost of Pride. Matthew 5:25-26. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who's taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you've paid the last penny. In my part of the world, when someone sues you, we call it being taken to the cleaners because they clean you out of money. But Jesus isn't referring to money in this instance. He's saying, summing up what's gone before, sort these things out, do as I've told you, or you may find yourself on the way to court. He's unequivocal about this. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you've paid the last penny. It'll cost a lot. Costalotti, that resort in Spain, unless you do it his way. Anger is what makes us get offended and lose our temper. Pride is what keeps us there. This is absolutely the worst scenario we can write if our anger is not nipped in the bud, if reconciliation is not forthcoming. We've seen what happens if we're not swiftly reconciled to others, no matter what the issue. Now Jesus cuts to the bone again. Go straight to jail. Do not pass go. Those of you familiar with Monopoly will know what I'm talking about. This is what will happen if we don't take his advice. There is no wriggle room. The sequence is courtroom, judge, prison, in that order. And what he tells us to do goes right against the natural man. These people may have hurt, rejected, swindled, abused or bad-mouthed you and done it all manner of evil against you. But settle it quickly, as far as in you lies. Be at peace with all men, for your own sake. Never mind what they said or didn't say. Never mind that they're rude, unthankful, ungrateful, disrespectful, out of line and grossly wrong. Swallow your pride immediately, or you will pay down the line somewhere. Lord, don't you care? Yes, but leave me to deal with that. You do what is right in my sight. Settle it quickly, or your stubbornness and recalcitrance will reap their own reward. All anger has its roots in pride and self-righteousness, ego. Even if you suffer from low self-esteem, perhaps particularly if you suffer from that, you get annoyed because you think you're not being heard or taken seriously. Fess up now, you just got yourself nailed. That's the root of your anger. And now you will rehearse what you should have said until bitterness begins to take root and you're on your way to the courtroom and prison. Maybe even the prison of sickness. Do something about it, eh?